The world's biggest showcase for visual arts, the Venice Biennale, began last weekend. Earlier in the week, Kay Sheehy visited the Irish Pavilion, where she met Ireland's solo representative, artist Gerard Byrne, and also this year's commissioner of the Irish Pavilion, Mike Fitzpatrick. Gerard Byrne's art practice uses video and photography to question ways in which images are constructed, transmitted, and mediated. His work references a range of sources, from popular magazines to modernist playwrights like Brecht and Beckett. Kay began a report from the Venice Biennale by asking Mike Fitzpatrick about the location of the Irish Pavilion.
There was a difficulty in finding it, and for many countries when you come, you actually have to physically find a location, a space location. We're very lucky this time, and I'm lucky in two ways. One is that it's the Pieta Church. You could almost see it from many points as you're coming down on the main drag. And the other thing is that we're also coincidentally located where Northern Ireland are located. So the fact that you have the two pavilions together, they're jointly signed, so people are just getting it and they're just kind of flowing in. And also the sense of that Gerard Byrne is the Irish representative and Willie Doherty is the Northern Ireland representative, and together they're two very strong participations that have a kind of a synergy in their work also, and a relationship with the work from different times in their career, but there is quite a definite linearity in their work.
Gerry, I know you're reluctant to talk about the work that you have here, so what can you tell us about the work?
There's a number of projects. There's an older piece from 2004 called "En Ma Femme," Michel Debrun, and then there's more recent work, which is the result of kind of ongoing development, ongoing projects that have taken a long time to develop, and they've reached fruition recently, like 1984 and beyond, and the ongoing photographic series, "A Country Road, A Tree Evening," and then Culture Ireland commissioned me to make a new work for Venice, which has a very long and cryptic working title, which I can't even repeat because I can't even remember it fully.
You remember it, Mike?
It involves the word interview, and that's probably a kind of some sort of a key into the work in some form.
Yes, because you do that, don't you? You do, let's say you did an interview that was done with Jean-Paul Sartre, and then you put those words in the words of an actor. So you play with maybe what's real and what's contrivance. Would that be fair?
I guess that's a legitimate take on what it is that I'm doing, yeah.
Again, let's say in your photographic work, it's, I suppose, you're photographing reality, but what you do then with them gives them an unreality as such, or a heightened reality.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, photographs have a relationship to the world. They're not reality. They exist in reality, but they're not reality. In that sense, they're always fictive at some level.
So are you pushing that?
I think that that's certainly a factor in what I'm doing, but yeah.
And the use of, you do use actors.
Basically, the video works that are shown here all involve working with actors. The actors I've worked with here are people, some theatre actors from Holland. It was really fun to work with them, actually, on the 1984 and Beyond piece. And then the new work with the unpronounceable title was shot in New York using actors from New York to who we auditioned and happened upon and worked with, and they were great.
And are they taking on roles of real people or words of real people?
They're based on texts from Interview magazine. They're based on interviews that were published in Interview magazine in the early 70s. So basically that's the work sort of emerges out of kind of revisiting those issues, those very early issues of Interview magazine.
And why those interviews? Did you just come across them and think, oh yeah, that would be something I could work with?
They're things that were interesting to me. There's no overall schematic. They're different works. So in fact, they have a sort of discrete relationship to each other. I mean, I guess what you could say about them is that the sort of diversity of them sort of mirrors the diversity of the sources that I'm working from. So, and really, in a way, that's, there's no grand schema beyond that. I mean, beyond the fact that the diversity mirrors the diversity of the sources I'm working from, and I find things that are interesting that seem legible because they're all old texts I'm working with. I mean, at least for that aspect of the work. I mean, we're also there's also a lot of other work in the show that we haven't actually we haven't touched on. But
I suppose also in this exhibition, one of the four bodies of work includes a series of photographs that have been created slowly over last year and this year, and they involve taking the opening lines of Waiting for Godot as the kind of working title, and revisiting places that Beckett may have been, and using a particularly complicated kind of lighting system, lighting these found trees and country lanes, and lighting them in such a way that they begin to resemble a kind of estate that's trapped somewhere between a stage set and the sort of how our perceived memory of our consciousness of this of Godot is kind of transposed into this photographic series. But it's again, that's kind of a starting level. Again, each photograph, what I'm kind of amazed by is that they're not just a series that are done. That it seems to be a hard won series, and maybe in 2 or 3 years' time there'll be the full show of them. But it's really exciting to see them in the space, because I think, I suppose, when people, we've had four, since Thursday, we've had 4,000 people here. So it's been quite
That's phenomenal, isn't it?
That is amazing. I'm just like, in terms of my or the gallery I'm working normally, to have 1,000 people a day or more is quite amazing. So there's great excitement about the work, and it's a great location. But the space when people come is that, I suppose, part of Ger's work and my work in a way was to figure out how these different pieces would work together, and where the trees are placed. It's a place where we took down a wall and discovered this beautiful window. So you have this like really nice kind of engagement between the Venetian look and the Venetian light and these night photographs together. So that's a kind of again something that can be experienced. So I think there's a lot of different places you can go to in the one exhibition.
And Gerard, why Beckett?
I Beckett's an interesting figure for all the obvious reasons, but also. He's interesting because I'm interested in Beckett as this kind of somebody who's somehow moved from being a kind of avant-garde figure to becoming a sort of projection of bourgeois humanism.
Was that done to him?
I think it's the history of how his work's been received over the last 50 years. And that's quite curious. I mean, other people have sort of undergone a similar sort of transformation, and they're equally interesting to me. But yeah, that's kind of one of the reasons anyway why it's interesting. Quite interested in the history of the reception of Beckett, rather than, I'm not a Beckettian or anything like that. I mean, I'm not cynical about it. I'm quite interested in it as a kind of historical trajectory. You could be cynical about it, but I'm not cynical about it. I'm just quite interested in it as a type of kind of collective fantasy. You know, what the play is, and then what the play, and then what people perceive the play to be.
And the way aspects of it have become iconic, almost, like the...
Well, archetypal, actually, yeah. Iconic, I use the word archetypal, yeah. It's sort of taken on this sort of...
So you're talking about trees and tramps.
Trees and tramps and stuff like that, yeah. I mean, it's become mythic. It's quite interesting to trace the evolution of something from... You know, its production originally as just a play to some sort of mythic status, and that's happened in quite a short period of time. It's quite interesting to look at.
Kay Sheehan was at the Venice Biennale in conversation with Mike Fitzpatrick, Commissioner of the Irish Pavilion, and this year's commissioned artist was Gerard Byrne.